Chapter 7. A Tea Party. There was a tree in front of the house. Under the tree was a big table with a lot of chairs round it. But there were only three at the table: the Mad Hatter, the March Hare, and a large brown mouse. The mouse sat between the Mad Hatter and the March Hare. It was asleep, so they talked over its head. When they saw Alice, they cried, "No, no, you can't sit here. There isn't a place for you." "There are a lot of places," Alice said. She sat down in a chair at one end of the table. "Have some wine," the Mad Hatter said politely. Alice looked round the table, but there was only tea. "I don't see any wine," she answered.
"There isn't any," said the March Hare.
"Then why did you say, 'Have some wine'? It wasn't very polite of you," Alice said angrily.
"We didn't invite you to tea, but you came."
"That wasn't very polite of you," said the March Hare.
"No, it wasn't. Cut your hair," said the Mad Hatter.
"Oh, be quiet," said Alice. The Mad Hatter opened his eyes very wide, but he said nothing. Then he took out his watch and looked at it.
"What day is it?" he asked.
Alice thought for a little. "Wednesday, I think," she said.
"My watch says Monday," the Mad Hatter said.
"You see, I was right. Butter isn't good for a watch." He looked angrily at the March Hare.
"But it was the best batter," answered the March Hare.
"Yes, but you put it in with the bread knife. Perhaps some bread got in." The March Hare took the watch from the Mad Hatter and looked at it sadly. Then he put it in his tea. He took it out and looked at it again.
"It was the best batter, you know," he repeated.
Alice looked at the watch.
"It's a strange watch," she said. "It tells you the day, but it doesn't tell you the time."
"So, does your watch tell you the year?" asked the Mad Hatter.
"No," Alice answered, "but it's the same year for a very long time."
"And my watch doesn't tell the time because it's always tea time."